And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, if there's one thing the Bible says very clearly, it says that the truth will be under great attack in the last days. I was recently reading the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is the blueprint for the manner in which the Zionist satanic elitist are taking over this world, and how they've been working at this, of course, for many hundreds of years. But in the very first protocol, okay, and there's a number of them, we could talk about each one in turn, but in the first, it's extremely interesting. It talks about using two strategic elements to gain control of America and the world. How are they going to do it? It's really quite diabolical. In the old days, we thought they would just use dictatorial force. We looked at, you know, the Hitlers and the Stalins of this world, and we said, that's it. That's it. Brute force. George Orwell, of course, in 1984, his nightmarish novel of the future, gave us a little different direction. Aldous Huxley and Brave New World did too in his book, Brave New World. These people taught us that propaganda and make-believe could be much more effective even than force. And in fact, in the very first protocol of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, or I just call them the Protocols of Zion, the authors say three times in a row, quote, our countersign is force and make-believe. That's how they're going to do it. That's how they're going to take over the world. Force and make-believe. And it made me understand 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, how the great beast and the Antichrist and the world system of the beast in the last days will come to power through a strong delusion that will come upon the world. A strong delusion. Make believe. Oh, most people won't be forced to go along with it. Those few who dissent, those few who understand, who have the understanding by God, they will be forced, but the huge, vast majority will be brought into it by make believe. Make believe. A friend of mine said, isn't this sort of a type of diabolic Disney? A Disney World? The whole world is a form of Disney World. Alice in Wonderland talked about the rabbit hole. You know, everything is Wizard of Oz. Toto, are we in Kansas anymore? It's a land of make-believe and propaganda. Henry McCow wrote about this on Rents.com on the internet recently, this world of Illuminati make-believe. He says, by make-believe, I believe the author of the Protocols of Zion meant mass deception. Well, of course, mass deception. And of course, McCow goes on to talk about the ways in which this is being accomplished, and there are many secret societies and secret orders involved in its prosecution, including, he lists them, Freemasonry, the Pilgrim Society, Skull and Bones, Mormons, Fabians, Jesuits, Theosophists, the Bilderbergers. But of course, they don't need secret societies anymore. They're doing things in plain sight. They have a group called the Council on Foreign Relations that does many things, both hidden and in plain sight. I got out the list of the members of the CFR, and by the way, you can see them. They're on CFR.org on the web, and go over the list. I find that over 70% are Jews. So the Council on Foreign Relations is a Zionist front. Let me repeat that. The Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, and over 200 members of the Bush administration are members of the CFR, is a Zionist front. I actually call it a Zionist cult, but most people believe that has a religious connotation. And in fact, the CFR does have many Judeo-Christians. Notice I didn't say Christians, but Judeo-Christians they have brought into their ranks. Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention, Rick Warren, the purpose-driven church guru, and many others they have brought into their little fold there. And so they even have something led by Henry Kissinger called the Religious Round Table. Now, the CFR's president, Richard Haass, is a Jew. And he was a special assistant to George Herbert Walker Bush as president. I think what that means when you look at make-believe, again, according to the protocols of Zion, it means that he told Bush what to do. He was special assistant. Sort of like at the Pentagon when George W. Bush, the son, took over. They set up a special office of propaganda and make-believe at the Pentagon. They call it the Office of Special Programs. Special Programs. Led by Doug Faith and others. One of the members of that Office of Special Programs, Colonel Larry Franklin, was indicted for giving out classified information and top secrets to Israeli agents over at the American-Israel Political Action Committee, or AIPAC. Two of those officials at AIPAC are now awaiting their trial for being spies for Israel and stealing America's secrets from Colonel Franklin. Don't think for a moment that trial will take place, though, because they've been indicted and awaiting trial. It's not going to take place. They're going to let these guys go, just like they let Irvin Scooter Libby Lewis. Was that his name? I think it was Lewis Libby. I can't remember now. You know, Scooter, Irving, Libby. Yeah, Libby was his name. Thank you. Who was chief of staff for Dick Cheney as vice president, but Scooter was special assistant to the president, just as CFR president Richard Haass was special assistant to George Herbert Walker Bush, just as Colonel E. Mandel House was special assistant to President Woodrow Wilson, and Bernard Baruch, the Wall Street financier, Jew, and a Zionist, was special assistant to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And it goes on and on. These are the Mordecais to the presidents, prime ministers, and kings of this world. Read Esther and you'll know what I mean about that. They constitute a secret government behind the government. And because of the machinations, because of this make-believe and force and bribery, blackmail, they have now gained control of the organs of American government, as well as the governments of Britain and France, for example, through make-believe. Let me propose something to you today that may seem astonishing, but I will prove it to you in no uncertain terms. Jews rule America. Now, some will say, all Jews? Well, you never can use a word like all. That's so inclusive. All Nazis probably were not evil. Even all communists were not evil. Some were deluded, stupid, ignorant, misguided. But there were a number that were very, very evil. So let's not quibble with terms here. the Nazis deluded with make-believe the whole German nation and flattered them into thinking they were like gods on earth, superior to other races. The Soviets talked about the new man, the Soviet man, through evolutionary processes. Once capitalism was rid out of his system, he would become like a new Superman, Soviet man. Make believe, you see. The Jews also believe that in their Talmud, they are gods on earth. They're collectively the Messiah. They have no need of a Jesus. They're awaiting a King David to be their leader, but they have no need of a personal God. The Talmud doesn't go for that at all, and the Talmud is their holy book. Through make-believe, they are making believe they are gods on earth in their holy book, the Talmud. Do they really control America? Do Jews control, rule America? Well, of course they do. Recently, Italy's largest newspaper ran an article. It says, ex-Italian president, or the former president of Italy, says intel agencies knew that 9/11 was an inside job. The president of Italy, according to Italy's largest newspaper, and he was interviewed by that newspaper, his name, Francesco Cossiga, C-O-S-S-I-G-A. He's gone public now. And in the newspapers of Italy, the largest one in particular, he stated that the CIA, working with the Israeli Mossad spy agency, carried out 9/11. It was an inside job. Now, this man is one of the most respected people in Italy. Former Italian president. Now, here's the interesting thing. This is the same man who revealed the existence of something, an intel operation called Operation Gladio. G-L-A-D-I-O. He led the country of Italy for 7 years until April of 1992. They say Mr. Cossiga, or President Cossiga, has a tendency to be outspoken and a little bit too, frankly, honest. He's the guy, as president, he revealed the workings of Operation Gladio. What was Operation Gladio? You've never heard of it because they've never told you about it in the American newspapers. But if you could read Italian, you could learn about it. If you read the Italian newspaper La Stampa there in Rome, you would know about it. It was a rogue intelligence network. Don't think rogue is outside, though, the mantle of the CIA. It was CIA, Italian, French, British, German intelligence network under the auspices of NATO. It carried out, they carried out intelligence agencies under NATO, American, French, British, German, carried out bombings and terrorist attacks across Europe from the 1960s through the 1980s. Well, why would they do such a thing? Well, they blamed it on two different factions. And do you remember this, friends? I was actually over there in Europe. I would pick up the newspaper and they would say, Red Army bombs railroad. Red Army faction kills 7 at restaurant with bomb. Red Army does this or that. The Red Army evidently was a terrorist network, a communist terrorist network, and everybody was frightened of them. They had bombings at train stations, restaurants, hotels, department stores. The communists are coming. And when it wasn't the communists, it was the Arab terrorists. They're hijacking aircraft. They're bombing things. But it turned out that Operation Gladio wasn't the Arabs at all. The Arab terrorists didn't do it. The Red Army faction, some little shadowy, terrorist group, sort of like the Symbionese Liberation Army here in America that kidnapped Patty Hearst, that turned out to be a CIA operation too. It was all the time our own government's bombing us. Why would they want to bomb us? Well, Kosiga explained it. In fact, not only Kosiga, but in March 2001, Gladio agent Vincenzo Ventuguerra stated in sworn testimony, quote, "You had to attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple, to force the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security. Protect us. Give us ID cards. Watch our airports. Search our homes. Put Big Brother in operation. Help save us from the terrorist." But it was the government that was the terrorist. The attacks were being overseen by the U.S. intelligence apparatus. The Italian parliament had an investigation of Gladio, and they came to that conclusion. And Italy's oldest and most widely read newspaper, Corriere, I hope I've got that pronounced right, Della Sera. But according to the president of Italy, who knew what it was about because he was president at the time, he has now admitted his own involvement in Operation Gladio. And now he says of 9/11, he says bin Laden supposedly confessed to the Al-Qaeda September attack to the two towers in New York, claiming to be the author of the attack. While all the intelligence services of America and Europe know full well that the disastrous attack has been planned and realized by the CIA of America and the Mossad with the aid of the Zionist world in order to accuse the Arab countries, in order to induce the Western powers to take part in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Do you get it, friends? The president of Italy says all the intelligence agencies, they all know, we all know. Everybody knows but the American people. The mastermind of the attack, he says, was the CIA and Mossad, and they used highly specialized personnel. It could not have been accomplished also without infiltration by the intelligence agencies in the radar and the flight security personnel, even in the Air Force of the Americans. This is no crackpot conspiracy theorist. This is the president of one of the largest countries on earth. He knows. The Italian parliament knows. But you and I see no evil, hear no evil. We're too stupid to be told the truth, they think. Now, I want you to understand something. If we could carry out our American government in cooperation with other intelligence agencies and the Israeli Mossad, if the Israeli Mossad can work with us in the Zionist world and bombing all of these, our own restaurants and department stores and street corners and military installations, if we can bomb and kill ourselves over a period of 30 years in Operation Gladio, and then we can kill 3,000 people by bringing down these two huge towers in New York and bombing, not an airplane, but some other missile or whatever, the Pentagon. If we can carry that off, what power do these men have? What power does the Israeli Mossad have over America? They have a lot of power. They run our government. How do I know this? Well, let's just look at the Bush administration. Let's look at some of the key leaders of the Bush administration. Recently, we chose a new attorney general. His name, Michael Mukasey. Who is this Mukasey guy? First of all, he approves torture. He's steeled for torture. Turns out he's an Orthodox Jew. But wait, who proposed him to George W. Bush for this high office as Attorney General? Some Republican senator probably, huh? Probably some, I don't, had to be some Republican bigwig. How else could he become attorney general in a Republican administration? I got news for you, friend. The one who proposed his name in Time and Newsweek and the New York Times newspaper, the Washington Post and the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, every news agency in America said it was Senator Charles Schumer of New York City. Jewish. One of the top guys in the Jewish ADL and the promoter of AIPAC. A Jew, New York Democrat, Senator Charles Schumer, is big pals with Mukasey, who is now Attorney General. When somebody told me in a letter, they said, he'll never be confirmed by the Senate. No way. Because he approves torture and waterboarding. The Democrats won't ever approve that. Are you kidding me? The Democrats chose this guy. It was a cakewalk to his confirmation by the Senate. An easy deal. Mukasey, 66 years old, an Orthodox Jew, studied at New York's prestigious Ramaz Jewish School. He's a member of the modern Orthodox Kehillat Jeshurun congregation, a synagogue in New York City. That's the way life is, friends. And the attorney general decides who's going to be prosecuted on hoaxed up, trumped up charges throughout America. Opposed to Jewish Zionist agenda, the attorney general will be on your back in a minute. Well, thank God we've got a Homeland Security director who's there to protect us all. Uh-oh, wait. His name? Michael Chertoff. He's a citizen of both Israel and the United States. How can we have a Homeland Security director who's a citizen of another country? Is somebody out of their loving minds? He's Jewish. He's a member of the ADL, just like Mukasey is, Michael Chertoff. Chertoff said he would be happy to work with Mukasey, the new attorney general. Well, I bet he does. Meanwhile, another Jewish cabinet official, he's not a cabinet official, but he's one of the top dogs there, Jay Lefkowitz, Bush's special envoy for human rights. Oh, yeah, sure. Mukasey, he said, is a wonderful choice. Yeah, uh-huh. Thank you, Mr. Lefkowitz. And then, of course, not only was Charles Schumer praising Mukasey, but Jewish conservative, neoconservative, there are no Jewish conservatives, Jewish neocon organs like the Weekly Standard and its editor William Kristol, whose father was a very dedicated Marxist, Irving Kristol, rushed to praise Mukasey too. And of course, Mukasey was the assistant U.S. attorney to Rudy Giuliani. It all gets thick, doesn't it? And Rudy Giuliani is a mafia guy who first married his own cousin. He married his own cousin. Divorced her, married somebody else, divorced her. And then he was living with two gay men, so they found him a wife. You need a wife. You're going to run for president. You got to have a wife. You can't be living with your two gay lovers. Nobody's going to go for that. I mean, you're supposed to get the Christian conservatives to vote for you. You got to have a wife. Well, I ain't got no woman. I've only got two men. Well, we'll give you one. Judith Nathan, a Jewish woman. He's married to a Jewish woman, Judith Nathan. Well, I think it's sort of like Bill and Hillary. They sort of have an arrangement. She could become first lady. Then maybe she could become president of the United States. President Judith Nathan. You don't have to have sex with her. Just marry her and make it look good. And every once in a while, smooch a little bit. Oh, that tears up America. They love that. It goes more. Andy Card, Bush's former chief of staff, was not acceptable, evidently because he was a Gentile, even though he was a Zionist. They fired him and brought on another guy named Josh Bolton, who's a Jew. In fact, they open up cabinet meetings today with Josh Bolton reading, I'm not kidding you, reading from the Jewish Talmud. That was in Time magazine. Can I say that again to you? They open up cabinet meetings in the Bush administration with a chief of staff of Bush's office, Josh Bolton, an Orthodox Jew, reading from the Jewish Talmud and also the Torah. He probably reads in Yiddish. I don't know. Doesn't that shock you? What did you think they did? Started their cabinet meetings by praying in the name of Jesus? Have you got an acorn for a brain? Of course not. But wait. You'll all be pleased to know that your money is going to be protected now because we've got a new commissioner of the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah, that's right. At least your money, on April 15th, you'll be okay because there's a new IRS chief. And now let's check out his Zionist connection. Surely there's not one. His name, Douglas Shulman, a former Wall Streeter. In fact, head of the National Association of Securities Dealers. Douglas Shulman, head of the IRS, Attorney General, IRS, Chief of Staff, Homeland Security. And it's not just a national director of Homeland Security. They put people in every state. Every state has its own, and they have to be Jews too in most states. Don't you remember what happened in New Jersey? Governor McGreevy, governor of the state of New Jersey, he appointed a Homeland Security director, paid him out of state funds, and that Homeland Security director worked directly then with the national Homeland Security director, Michael Chertoff. And who was New Jersey's Homeland Security director for the state? The homosexual lover of Governor McGreevy. Don't you remember McGreevy came out on all the cameras and said, yes, I now confess I am a homosexual. And his poor little old blonde-headed wife, looking like she was out of some horror picture, her face was so drawn and white and scared, standing beside him. She's going to stand by her man. Well, she's not standing by him anymore. They're divorced. I'm a homosexual man. And it turned out that the Homeland Security Director for the state of New Jersey was an Israeli Mossad spy and agent. That's right. And now he's returned to Israel. A homosexual lover of the governor of the state of New Jersey. Now, remember something. The largest airport for New York City is in New Jersey. All that security. And the Homeland Security Director was who? A Jewish Zionist and a Israeli Mossad spy. But of course, Michael Chertoff is too. No surprise. Folks, the fix is in. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Bush is just a rubber stamp. He has no power. He's never had any power. He is a blooming idiot. We knew that as governor of Texas. He never did anything. He was given 1% share ownership of the Texas Rangers baseball team. And then he went around, I'm a chief executive. I'm a shareholder. Well, I'm a manager. Well, I own the Texas Rangers. He owned 1%. He never did anything to manage the Texas Rangers or anything else except his cocaine habit, which he couldn't manage either as governor. This is Tex Mars. We're talking about the fact, the absolute incontrovertible fact that the Jews rule America. We'll be right back with more evidence after this brief message. Do the Rothschilds own America? Well, they certainly own our banking system. There certainly are Wall Street magnates who control things. If we're going to depose the dollar and have the Amaro in the North American Union, it'll be because of Rothschild's influence, believe me. And not only that, these Jews who rule America, they're all members of a cult that I call the synagogue of Satan. The Bible warned us about it. Now, I know that all the political candidates out there, except Congressman Ron Paul, are all telling you that our real enemy is Islamo-fascism. Get real. There are 1.3 billion Muslims in the world. But on the other hand, there are 5,000 trillion fire ants in the world. And you know, every once in a while they sting you. Here in Texas, we got a real fire ant problem. One was just complaining the other day. She wanted me to go out and spray the ants. She says, they're in the kitchen. They're getting on some food here in the kitchen. Get rid of those ants. Well, I think the Muslims are sort of like that. They're like the fire ants. There's a lot of them, but they don't have any real power. They hurt. They don't look nice crawling around in your kitchen. But they don't quite compare to an atomic bomb. And that's what we have with Zionist Judaism and the synagogue of Satan. And you know, God was smart enough to know that. In fact, God is smarter than you and me. He's smarter than anybody. He's smarter than all of us combined. And in his word, Revelation 2 and 3, he said the great danger of the last days is something called the synagogue of Satan. Now you can believe these filthy, lying politicians that say the danger is Islamo-fascism or Ahmadinejad or Iran or Iraq or Saddam Hussein's ghost or some other silly thing. But I'm here to tell you, God said the greatest danger in the last days is something called the synagogue of Satan. I'm just inclined to go along with God's thinking. How about you? But you know, no one will tell you about the synagogue of Satan, but we have a book that will. In fact, it's entitled The Synagogue of Satan. Some people said you should change the title. That's so scary. Huh? I'm not going to change God's words. He called it the synagogue of Satan. That's good enough for me. Some say, well, that really should be the history of the Rothschild conspiracy. Good point. Maybe. I still like the synagogue of Satan. Jesus said, this is what you've got to watch out for. This is what's blasphemous. This is what is murderous. The synagogue of Satan. I believe that. I believe God. I believe Christ Jesus. I believe the book of prophecy called Revelation. I hope you will too. I hope you'll order this book, The Synagogue of Satan. It's 320 pages of facts, of information, never before published. For the first time here in America, we published this book, The Synagogue of Satan, by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock of Great Britain. And boy, he better lock his doors at night, because they're going to want to get him for telling the truth. They're going to want to kill him. You can have his book for $20. I think it's $20, isn't it, Sandra? Yes, sometimes the prices just go by me. I don't worry about it, those things so much. $20, please add $4 for shipping and handling. A total of $24. Ask for The Synagogue of Satan, this new book. I'll tell you, we've sold a lot of copies of this. Now, you're not going to find it in Barnes & Noble and Borders and all the other bookstores. No way. That they don't dare offer this book. They'll get the Jewish ADL and AIPAC and other things, other Jewish organization, the ACLU and all of them on their back. They can't do it. You won't find it from any so-called Christian ministries, these Judeo-Christian Judaizers. They run away from the truth. They won't even explain to you. I've asked many of these so-called Christian leaders to tell me, what is the synagogue of Satan of Revelation 2 and 3. Oh, don't go there, Tex. I mean, their faces turn white. They're scared. They're frightened. Now, why do we have the courage to do it? You know, I think it all goes back to when I was called to this ministry. God said, I want you to do this. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. Some people said, boy, you're stupid, Tex. Nobody else would do that. And, you know, I didn't understand what they were saying for many years. I thought, well, what do you mean nobody's going to do it? Of course they will. There are a lot of wonderful Christian leaders out there. I found out there are not a lot of wonderful Christian leaders. There is a small, tiny Christian church. Sort of the mom and pop church. The home church. It's out there. It's beating. The heart of the home church is beating. The true Christian is alive and well and will always be well and can never be defeated. And I believe you may be one of those, friend. And I hope you'll get this book and it'll tell the truth to you. Oh, don't worry. We'll send it in a plain brown wrapper. You don't have anything to fear. Nobody will know what you're getting. We don't blast on the cover, inside synagogue of Satan. No, we won't do that. It'll be plain brown wrapper, just, you know, just like any other package that comes to you. But once you get it in your house and read it, boy, powerful stuff. Truth from a Christian man in Great Britain, former policeman, former member of the financial community, and now he's written this expose, The Synagogue of Satan. The historical record from hundreds of years ago to 2007, you'll find out the truth about the Jewish conspiracy, the Zionist conspiracy to dominate planet Earth and rule America. Now, $24 post-pay. We'll take care of the shipping and everything. We have plenty of these books, and we'll send it right out to you within just a couple of days of getting your order, maybe even the next day that we get your order. Simply phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. During the workday, of course, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30 Central Time. Now, you can call us on our regular phone, too. That's area code 512-263-9780. And you can write to us and send us $24 and say, Tex, send me the Synagogue of Satan. We'll know what you mean. Send me the book, The Synagogue of Satan, because we do have a tape by that name. In fact, if you want the tape, it's $8 and $4 shipping and handling, too. $12 total for the tape, Synagogue of Satan, Tex Mars interviewing the author, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock. Not Alfred now, but Andrew Hitchcock. As for the tape, the audio tape, and we have it on CD as well. Now, you can get this on powerofprophecy.com. It's right on our homepage and order it. Click on there, and it'll take you right to it, and it'll tell you how to order it on our internet website, conspiracyworld.com or powerofprophecy.com, powerofprophecy.com, very easy. Or write to us, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733 in the USA. That's Austin, Austin, Texas, or just simply TX, and our zip code is 78733. And now let's return to our regular program. We're examining the fact that, yes, Jews, that is, satanic Jews, rule America. Some people say, why do you include all Jews in it? I want to explain to you, just as I was telling you before. Just as Hitler deceived so many Germans, just as the Jewish communists deceived so many Russians, today, many Jews have been deceived as well, and they've been flattered. Daniel, the book of Daniel says that the Antichrist will come to power through flattery. Flattery. Make-believe, you see. We're back to make-believe again. He flatters the Jews into thinking they're gods on earth. They're so much better than those Goyim, the cattle, the Gentiles. Why, you're God's chosen people. You're destined to rule the world. Boy, that's seductive, isn't it? It has sucked in so many peoples and nations throughout the ages. And now the Jews have bought into this. Now, as a Christian, I can tell you, God's word says that God is no respecter of persons. God's word says that no matter whether you're a Jew or a Greek, in other words, a Jew or a Gentile, salvation is offered to you. Whosoever will may come. If ye be Christ, it says in Galatians 3, verse 29, Then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Who has the promise of the true Holy Land, which is the new Jerusalem out of heaven? It is the man or woman who believes in Christ Jesus. Jews? Some. Gentiles? Yes. Some. You see? It's not a matter of race, it's a matter of grace. You must be born again in spirit and in truth. And then your race counts for nothing. Flesh, the Bible says, will not inherit the kingdom. But only by belief and obedience to Jesus Christ. Now, President Carter wrote something in a book recently called, his book was entitled Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. Now, former President Carter, you can say what you want to, and there are things I don't agree with him on. He's a little bit too liberal for my taste, but he tells the truth about Israel. He was there. He knows. He had the intelligence reports. As president, he oversaw the peace talks between the Menachem Begin, the prime minister of Israel, and Anwar Sadat, the president of Egypt. He was there. He knows the truth. And let me tell you what he writes. He says about what the Jews in Israel have done to the Palestinians. He says this. He says, quote, now this is President Carter speaking. He said, Israel uses violence to deprive the Palestinians of basic human rights. They have deliberately set insurmountable obstacles preventing a comprehensive peace agreement. Carter went on to say, this is made possible, in other words, Israeli violence, the denial of human rights to the Palestinians. This is made possible, said Carter, due to the powerful political, economic, and religious forces in the United States. Their decisions are rarely questioned, much less condemned. Why can Israel have such power over the Palestinians and the whole world? Carter says, this is made possible due to the powerful political, economic, and religious forces in the United States. Now, the Jews only constitute about 2 to 2.5% of all of America. 2.5% at the most. Out of 320 million people, only about 7.5 million are Jews. It's not voting power they have. Not voting power, other than maybe owning the companies that count the votes. But the Jews have power way beyond their numbers. There are almost as many Muslims in America as Jews. Why don't they have any power? There are more Polish Americans than Jews. Where is their power? There are 20-something million African Americans, and they have some power, but not like the Jews. The Hispanics in America seem to be everywhere now. We have different figures from 12 to 40 million illegal aliens. Where is their power? But the Jews have tremendous power. I was recently reading that we have abortion in America because of Jewish organizations. We have homosexual agenda being accomplished because of Jewish organizations. Name one evangelical Christian organization that promotes homosexuality and abortion. You can't. You cannot name one. But I can name a lot of Jewish organizations who openly favor abortion, and even are, many of them are promoting homosexuality. The American Jewish Committee, the American Jewish Congress, the B'nai B'rith, the Central Conference of American Rabbis, the Federation of Reconstructionist Congregations, Synagogue Group, Hadassah, the Jewish Women's Group, the Jewish Labor Committee, the National Federation of Temple Sisterhoods, the National Council of Jewish Women, the New Jewish Agenda, the Rabbinical Assembly, the Union of American Hebrew Congregation, the United Synagogues of America. I get all choked up. I haven't even gone through the list. The ACLU, Nadine Strossen, the head of it, the former head of it, the executive director, was Ira Glasser. I think those are called Jews. ACLU! Why is it no evangelical Christian leader will tell you about that? That all the Jewish rabbis' organizations are behind abortion. They're behind homosexuality in its agenda. Why didn't D. James Kennedy tell you that? Why didn't Jerry Falwell? Why doesn't Pat Robertson, James Dobson, Oral Roberts and his crummy son, who's been now kicked out of the ministry because of all kind of peccadilloes in Oklahoma in Tulsa? Why haven't they ever told you these things? Why doesn't Paul Crouch say, hey, look, it's the Jewish organizations doing it to you? Why don't they tell you about the Jewish ADL sponsoring homosexual rights, so-called? The Jews have too much power. They're afraid of them. It's interesting, when we go to their power, we see the power when we look at the candidates for office right now. Mike Huckabee, you better believe he's a Israel firster. Rudy Giuliani, oh yeah. Hillary, uh-huh. Even the guy that you would think, well, he must be pro-Muslim. Look at that name. Obama, oh yeah, that black guy, oh man, he's really for the Muslims. Uh-uh. He was a speaker this year at AIPAC and ADL. Obama. Barack Obama. And he says, our support of Israel will not be compromised if I'm elected president. Yeah, and that would get him all of 27 votes by the Jews. It's not the votes he wanted. He was there because they've got the billions of dollars for his campaign. But more than that, they control the media. Newsweek recently has a picture of Mike Huckabee. The title, the headline says, Holy Huckabee, the unlikely rise of a preacher politician. Nonsense. The unlikely rise? I could have told you about this. I did tell people about it. Huckabee is one of the chosen ones. He's not Jewish, but he's a Zionist Israel firster. Let me tell you, the fix is in. Folks, Huckabee claims to be, I'm a former Baptist pastor. Well, most Baptist pastors are Israel firsters. All you need to know about Huckabee, he said in one speech, a speech he gave, listen to this, to a group that's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. It's online. Go to cfr.org/publication. The number is 14335. That would be www, of course, World Wide Web. cfr.org/publication/14335. Go to that webpage. You will find the speech by Governor Mike Huckabee to this globalist group. It's on the CFR's own website. It's a little boring. It's very long. Basically, what he says is, we must support the Jews in Israel in everything. And we've got to fight the Islamo-fascists wherever they raise their stinking dirty heads. The Arabs, we got to go after them. And we've got to spend billions of dollars to help Israel. And we've got to fight the war on terrorism everywhere more and spend more and more and more money for the world and less for America, naturally, if we spend it on the world. Everything he said, the CFR people applauded. Yay for Mike Huckabee. He's our Jewish promoter. He's our Zionist governor. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion says that all nations' borders must end, must cease, must be dissolved. That's why they're giving us the North American Union. Where does Huckabee stand on this? This Zionist Israel firster, whose speech, it was so beloved of the CFR, it's on their website. Where does he stand on immigration? Let me tell you something, folks. The guy's never seen an illegal alien that he dislikes. He loves them all, and it's nice to love people, but he wants them to stay in America. He actually promoted legislation. He introduced legislation in the Arkansas legislature that would give the children, the students of illegal aliens, Mexican aliens, free college tuition. Even the citizens of Arkansas don't get that, but the illegal aliens, we need to educate them, give them free college tuition. Wouldn't you like your kids or grandkids to have free college tuition? Not only that, but Huckabee says, and not only that, we need to give them all driver's licenses. We need to treat them like Christians. We need to be good Christians. Let's give the Mexican illegals driver's licenses. Hey, then they can vote. That's all you need to vote is a driver's license. So Mr. Juan Gomez from Tijuana, Mexico, you can vote for Mr. Huckabee or Hillary or whoever you want to, who's a person who wants to give away America into the North American Union. Huckabee is for the North American Union. Don't doubt it for a minute. Or his speech praising these programs would not be on the CFR website. Not only that, I'm telling you, the legislation that he promoted, by the way, is the biggest taxer and spender in the history of Arkansas. He raised taxes more and spent more than Bill Clinton did as governor of Arkansas. In fact, they're two peas in a pod. How do you think he got to be governor? He was pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church. Let me scratch my head here. I think Bill Clinton was a member of Emmanuel Baptist Church. Maybe not when this guy was pastor. I think his pastor was may have even been another church. Maybe there's another Emmanuel Baptist Church. I don't know. The fix is in. No wonder Mike Huckabee suddenly is on every TV place, and the polls suddenly show he's leading Giuliani. Of course, when everything comes out about Giuliani, all the bad stuff about him, the sexual indiscretions, the gay rights thing, the pro-illegal immigration, all the bad stuff about Giuliani, in case he doesn't make it, they got another man, Holy Huckabee. That's what it says on the cover of Newsweek this week. Holy Huckabee, the unlikely rise of a preacher politician. Unlikely, my eye. I did a newsletter not too long ago called Printing Lies, Spreading Propaganda, The Zionist Media and the Hijacking of History and Truth. Now, let me tell you about something that's coming up pretty soon. You'll want to look for this. Do you ever watch Fox News? You know, Hannity and Combs, Bill O'Reilly, all the neocon Zionists on there. Hey, it's going to get thick. Rupert Murdoch, of course, a big Zionist promoter, is the owner of Fox News. He also owns the Wall Street Journal. They're changing editors now. They're getting a whole new board there at Wall Street Journal. They've been neocon Jews before. Even Mr. Irving Kristol, whose son, William Kristol, runs the Zionist, well, the Weekly Standard, or whatever, was one of their columnists. But listen to me very carefully. Mr. Murdoch has recently put his son in charge of Fox News, Mike. Or James. I think it's James. Yeah, James. James Murdoch. Doesn't matter. James. It could be, you know, Andrew. I don't care. But it's the Murdoch son. I believe his name is James. And James' greatest love is Mother Earth. Gaia, our mother. And his greatest fear is climate change and global warming. And as I understand it, James Murdoch has put out the word that from now on, Fox News will support the agenda of environmentalism, global warming, climate change. And he intends to weave it into all of their news programs and all, you know, this will be their talking points every day, you know, each one of the hosts. You may not know this, but from Caputo to whoever, Gibson, all of the hosts of the news and, editorial programs there on Fox News Network. Beginning of every day, they get a talking points, and they're told, this is what you're to say about this and that. This is what issues you're to promote today. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill O'Reilly, he didn't have any independence. He's told what to say. That's why he finally said, okay, I'm for Bush's immigration plan. Yeah, I like it. It's okay. He pretended him and Hannity, we're Sean Hannity, we're really against this. Boy, we need to close up our borders. Suddenly they're for Bush's immigration plan. And now they're all going to be for global warming. In fact, O'Reilly has already said it. I do believe in global warming and climate change. It's true. Now, friends, you and I know it's a hoax, but Murdoch says this is what you've got to preach to our people. My son believes in it, and now he's going to be the boss. Roger Iles used to be the boss there, and maybe they'll keep him on board as a lower-level subordinate. Roger Iles was the campaign manager for the presidential campaign of Ronald Reagan. Now, I know you think that Ronald Reagan was an America firster. You're wrong. Ronald Reagan, as president, introduced legislation in the Congress and supported legislation to give amnesty to 7 million illegal aliens in America. Amnesty for 7 million illegal aliens. Now, if you want to know what the Jews really think about American presidents, I have an article here from the April 22, 1991 Los Angeles Times. It seems, according to the Times, that the former mayor of New York, Ed Koch, a Jew, visited then-living Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan at the former president's Century City office in Los Angeles. Now, according to the LA Times, it says here that Ed Koch, the Jewish mayor of New York, think Giuliani, it says, quote, after visiting Ronald Reagan, the former president, now dead, of course, Mayor Koch praised Reagan, I'm quoting now from the Los Angeles Times, praised Reagan as the best U.S. president for Israel since it was created. Huh? Imagine the mayor of America's largest city going to Los Angeles, visiting a former president, President Ronald Reagan, and at the end of their meeting, he comes out and says, Reagan was a great president. In fact, Ronald Reagan was the best U.S. president ever for Israel since that nation of Israel was created. Now how about America? How about the United States? What is this stuff that Reagan was the greatest president for Israel? Who cares? And why would the mayor of New York make a point of saying that? Don't you know? Make believe. They make believe they're for America. They make believe they're for America first. But their countersigns to the protocols of Zion are force and make believe. They made believe that Iran had nuclear weapons, but they lied. It was make believe. They made believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. Americans believed 80% of Americans in a poll said, yep, Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11. It was all make-believe. And when make-believe is not enough, they use force. After all, is Saddam Hussein not dead? Force. Do we not have tens of thousands of troops in Iraq? Force. Now, friends, this is how they're going to bring in their kingdom on this planet. Make-believe and force. And you know, there's only one force that's greater than what they have. And he has a name. And it's Jesus Christ. Believe in him and believe me, you will never, ever fail. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We have proved today, I believe, that the Jews rule America, but God is ruler of this universe and he is on the throne. Please, dear friends, tune in each time. During the same time, and discover the power of prophecy.